Coach Heather McCall from the UA equestrian team is on the phone with us now. She is calling us live from practice. How are you, Coach?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing quite well. We appreciate it. Where are you guys practicing at this afternoon?
We practice at a private barn down the road from Sokol Park here in Northport at Westminster Farm.
Far away. I was interested to find out that there was such a thing as the equestrian club, and we wanted to get you guys on. You're trying to get to be an NCAA team, and how is that effort going?
It's actually going quite well. this team is in its third year as a club sport at the university, and so we're really making the varsity push, and I've gotten really good connections with a lot of coaches at the varsity level. And a good alliance we've made is actually with Auburn University. They are the reigning national champions for NCAA equestrian sport. And so we actually invited them to come up and scrimmage against us in April. We're going to host a scrimmage at Sokol Park April 8th. That's a Tuesday at 11 o'clock. And kind of introduce our administration to the concept and the format of competing at the varsity level, because it's a lot different than the club sport level. And I've put the word out to all the teams across the nation that, you know, we're making this push. And so we've actually gotten invites to almost every major varsity program for the 2014-2015 season. And so we can play them even as a club sport. So we're really excited about that.
So you're competing at that level even though you don't get the added benefits of being an NCAA level team.
Yeah.
What would that benefit be for you guys if you were able to make that jump up?
Well, you know, funding, of course, helps.
Right.
You know, just being able to have a little bit more athletic training with the riders. There's so much that goes into creating the equestrian athlete. You know, this is really a strength and conditioning and also a mindset when they're out there competing. And so just to be able to give these riders the resources to build them to be, you know, a lot stronger out there in the competition ring would be great, you know.
We're speaking to Coach Heather McCall, from the UA equestrian team. She's on the phone from practice there. We won't keep you too long, Coach, because I'm sure you want to get back out to your team preparing out there. What kind of goes into this sport? You mentioned it's a very physical endeavor, but what is it like, and how is it played in a competitive level on the college level? What is sort of the way that the events are structured?
Okay, well, what it is we either host or travel to other schools, and we actually compete on their horses. And so basically these students don't really have any knowledge of these horses, and they have to get on and demonstrate either a jumping course or certain movements on the flat, and there's also a western portion as well. So they have to be able to execute movements, remain calm and poised during all of their attempts, and they're judged on their form and how they handle these horses. But as we all know, a horse has a mind of its own, so this makes it really complex for these riders to not only be able to have the physical strength to be able to navigate a horse around a jump course and so forth, but also be able to communicate with an animal that they're unfamiliar with. So it makes it really exciting to see these student athletes be able to excel at this kind of a level.
And what about other teams? I mean, you mentioned Auburn, and they're the defending national champions. What other SEC teams and universities have a team?
Okay, well, actually, the great news is the SEC recognizes equestrian as a championship sport. So in the SEC, we have Texas A&M, we have University of Georgia, we have Auburn, and we have University of South Carolina. So needless to say, those teams are extremely eager to see us join and become even more competitive. The SEC is the biggest for varsity teams, for sure.
And what are the barriers, if any, that you've heard or learned about becoming an NCAA-level team? Is there anything that the university would have to do that they have seen that they're not willing to do?
It's just about, you know, it's the right need for each university. I mean, the equestrian program helps meet Title IX, and our riders, I mean, I had 100 students try out for the team in this past season, so we are very easy at filling a roster with talented women, and the equestrian athlete tends to have a really good high GPA, which also is wonderful for your student athlete program. And so it's just making sure that, you know, the university kind of understands the concept. Equestrian is definitely a sport that is somewhat misunderstood, but it's also an Olympic sport at that level. So it really demands the respect for being an elite competition sport. So
you said you had 100 students that tried out for it, and how many women actually made the team?
I can only have a team of 25 right now as a club sport. The shows are really limited, and most of your rosters, and again, it varies with each school, but most of your rosters for NCAA varsity equestrian sports can be anywhere from 40 to 80.
Oh, so you'd be able to have a lot more women on the team as well if you were able to get up to that level.
Yes.
And real quick, we're speaking to the coach of the UA equestrian team. If you guys were able to make that jump, would you be able to give scholarships to athletes as well? Is that something that some teams are able to do?
Yes, absolutely. And actually, we've already started a scholarship fund, which we're really excited about. So we may be able to offer some small scholarships in the next year or two, but commonly you are able to give away scholarships at the equestrian level for varsity, which is just another added bonus for sure.
Well, very interesting. And real quick, if people are interested in either trying out for the team next year or perhaps going out and watching a competition this year and getting involved with the team, how can they do that?
Sure, absolutely. We have a website. It's www.alabamaequestrian.com, and we're also on Facebook. We keep everything up to date there on our schedule and results from our prior shows. We have pictures, we have videos, all kinds of great stuff on there.
Well, very good. Coach Heather McHale from the UA Equestrian team, we appreciate you very much, ma'am, for calling into Capstone News Now today, and good luck.
Thank you. Take care.
All righty. Very interesting there, Taylor Ray, here with me. I did not know that there was a UA Equestrian team, and they're trying to make a big push to make that jump up to NCAA level. Obviously a tough thing to do with so many sports here at the University of Alabama.